All right, so the final moment is here.
What a
You guys
great
have
day.
incredible days. You guys have done wonderful with your guests, and thanks to everybody out there for asking such awesome questions. Why don't we loop through and kind of go through some of the big things that happened today, Brian?
Sure, I'll start. Yeah, so these launch events are always interesting, right? Because there's always a lot of news that Microsoft likes to hold for the launch events.
Sure.
And sometimes that can be scary if you're an average developer going, who moved my cheese, right?
Sure.
But I think that when you boil it down, there are a few things that are brand new, things like Application Insights. We talked about the partnership with Xamarin and some of the opportunities that's going to enable. But a lot of the stuff really is kind of just a repackaging and improvements over the things and the skills that you know today that you can take forward.
Yep.
So just a ton of content out on Channel 9, 92 videos you can go download now
wow.
to start watching how to use all these capabilities.
Awesome.
And yeah, just take it bit by bit. And I think people will slowly come up to speed as I have on all these new changes and announcements.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not only the cool, the big things we just talked about, these cool new things, but there's tons of stuff that's in the product for just everyday development. So enhancements to the IDE, things like Code Lens and the code peak stuff and
sure.
enhancements to Entity Framework, the one ASP.NET stuff, the new controls in Windows 8.1 for XAML and JavaScript, the XAML enhancements for any kind of XAML, whether it's WPF or Silverlight or whatnot. There's just tons of stuff throughout the
did
product.
Did you say WPF? Wait a minute.
I did.
You did?
I did say that.
WPF.
Yes. Correct.
The desktop stuff.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So XAML enhancements there, go to definition,
beautiful,
IntelliSense
man.
And the XAML. So there's just a ton of everyday features spread throughout the product as well as these big things that we announced.
Well, so. Totally. One of those big things, of course, Dan Monaco, you just did an excellent session on that.
Yeah, so for folks who didn't get a chance to see it, but basically Monaco allows you to have a nice development environment that's in your browser to be able to do things like, you know, live editing of a Windows Azure website.
Sweet.
So It is definitely a lot of cool technologies, and you really see us shifting, you know, big investments in the cloud, right? So whether it's Visual Studio Online, whether it's helping people, you know, have some editing experience, the fact that you can get things like IntelliSense and statement completion is in a browser is awesome.
Awesome.
And we're making a lot of investments kind of all over. To echo Robert's point, like, there's some things where even if you're a developer, you do nothing, you upgrade. All of a sudden, you get things like adding continue for people that are using 64 mm-hmm. bits. Like, that's just awesome. You've instantly made my life that much better. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of those, whether it's performance enhancements, where, you know, Habib was talking about some of the things where, you know, your code just runs and it'll run a little faster.
Absolutely.
And some of the things around ASP.NET suspension, again, it's going to be 15% faster. So if we're taking the work away from the average day-to-day developer and making it easier for them, like, that's just instant love.
Absolutely.
Yep. Day-to-day productivity just goes up just by installing the product.
Great. I mean, I also know that a lot of people, since they're now programming in an asynchronous world and doing a lot of things in the background or doing things concurrently, the tooling has now caught up. And so debugging in Visual Studio for asynchronous processes and stuff like that,
that's what
very
be,
impressive.
Well, that's what it'd be really wanted to mention. Like, hey, and this is another really good point that, you know, maybe Brian was trying to say as well, I'll say it better, mm-hmm. Is really, I think everyone agrees with that, is how-
We haven't managed to say it yet.
Yeah,
so,
I'll be the judge of that.
It's taking too long to get out.
Visual Studio and the team is so customer driven. Mm. So they're really thinking about what are customers doing today and how can we help them? And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the great things. And even, you know, just talking in terms of Chris when he was talking about Monaco specifically, mm-hmm. give us feedback on one of the features that we're gonna add and what is the right direction. So as a customer of Visual Studio, it's great to be able to influence the direction of the project, whether that's through user voice or some of the other channels.
Amen.
So that's awesome. That you don't
it's
see
great.
That at Microsoft. I think it's really just the best thing in Visual Studio.
Totally, and that begins with Soma, right? Soma's always been customer, 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 customer. And it's basically a version of open source, open knowledge, open information, right? Tell us what you need. We will try to make it for you. We're just not going to throw a bunch of features at you and see what sticks. That's the old school. Mm-hmm. So I would like to ask all the wonderful people out there that have asked such great questions today. Do you have any questions for these three? Right? Is Karsten still there? By the way, thank you, Karsten, for the work you did today. And we also want to thank Lan, who's sort of the
absolutely.
Did wonderful work putting this all together. We got Golnus rocking behind the TriCaster. all of the MS Studios people, let us not forget Lightbulb, the man who's behind all of this stuff. And then Duncan, Carson, Joff, you guys are rock and roll. Those are the Channel 9 dev team, which helped to make this happen. So we're going to wait for some questions coming to them, because you guys are experts in your own domains. You're Mr. TFS. You go kind of all over the place with Visual mm-hmm. Studio. And you're now sort of an expert in the Azure SDK world.
Yeah.
Should I have just said that?
Yeah, I actually joined the Azure Cloud Tools team.
Congratulations,
so I'll be back
man.
In Visual Studio world. It's great.
Awesome.
Love it.
Great. So that people can send him mail and things will get done.
Yes, my email is ctory@microsoft.com. That's Charles.
We don't know
Torrey.
How long that email is going to work, so don't use that one. So there's some other big news today. Let's rewind back to like the announcements and some of the demos people may have seen. What sort of blew your mind? Of course, you guys already knew what was going on.
We knew it was coming, but I think Visual Studio Online is probably the biggest thing that kind of, if Soma had to give you one thing.
Okay.
Well, so Visual Studio Online, in its simplest terms, is just a collection of finished developer services that you can take advantage of from the cloud. Now, that takes a lot of different forms. So Team Foundation Service, what we knew as the hosted version of Team Foundation Server, mm-hmm. is now rebranded as part of Visual Studio Online. So I get on my source control, whether that's Git or centralized version control, get all my hosted builds, my hosted load tests, my hosted requirements, and bugs, and all that goodness is packaged up in the cloud. We also announced this brand new thing called Application Insights, which allows me to do monitoring and analytics of my, I almost said production website, but it could really be any environment that you want to monitor. That could be dev, test, QA, staging, et cetera.
And Brian, just to chime in on App Insights, you know, there's client scenarios there too, right?
So
you
I was getting there.
Now, for those people who don't know about these two guys, this has been a relationship for years in the making.
But how amazing is it? Like, I have a
you're right.
A Windows Phone, but finally, once. He said it once, and we have it on film. Imagine there's a website or a Windows app. Or mm-hmm. even, you know, Android or something, there's four pages. I can literally see things like the flow. Where are people going in my app? So not just, you know, the exceptions that my application's throwing, but really know how
Who
people are
this
using
feature?
Them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm getting ready to ask Robert to code some more stuff on this feature. Wouldn't it be nice if we knew if anyone actually used it over the last 9 months?
Yeah, 5% of people are using it. Why are we wasting our time and effort on it?
Right. Developers tend to focus on the code that we write. So we take this inside-out perspective. There's the code, and then you bundle that up, and there's the app, and we toss it over the wall, and then we go mm-hmm. on to new features. And, you know, there's getting it out in deployment and everything. So IT, you know, typically, to be stereotypical, is focused on deployment, getting the app out there. But now there's all this insight about usage that I think is just incredibly exciting. And I think there's just a huge amount of knowledge to be gained from there to really understand how the app is being used. It's not just coding it. It's not just getting it onto people's devices, but it's what happens after that from the user perspective.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Awesome. So Dan, not this Dan, but a Dan out there, wants to know, someone mentioned, that VS 2013 now syncs your license.
Right.
Does that mean I need to sign in with two different profiles for work and home PCs, or can I configure one profile to have multiple licenses?
Yeah.
Or do I just misunderstand?
Yeah, so I can take that question, and Dan can tell me how I answered it incorrectly.
How's sure.
So basically, our developer tools have always been licensed per developer. And so what that means is if you are working at an employer that buys you a copy of Visual Studio Ultimate with MSDN, as long as your employer is cool with you using that at home, you can use Visual Studio Ultimate. Microsoft doesn't care. Now, if you want to roam different sets of settings, like for example, you like to use the dark setting at home and on your other, you know, home machines, and you like to use the light setting when you're in the office, then you should probably consider setting up multiple Microsoft accounts, what we used to call live IDs, and use that to kind of, you know, segregate your accountings and segregate your account settings.
Okay.
Anything else to add on that?
You know, I think that's actually great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was good.
Cool. Proliferation of email addresses and passwords.
Sure.
You can never have too many.
That's right.
You know, you're right. So, Tim, I missed this, but will there be issues opening VS 2013 projects and VS 2012 Visual Studio Toolbox, man?
There's no issue opening 2013 projects inside 2012. Now, if you are working on Windows 8.1 apps, you have to understand that you can only create an 8.1 app in 2013. You can't create a Windows 8 app in 2013. And of course, if you're open a Windows 8.1 app on Windows 8, it won't compile because you're, you know,
different operating system.
But with that small caveat aside, then we have
Fair enough. But I mean, that's an interesting question. Maybe it's just like a desktop app. lo and behold.
Yeah, sure. Right? Too many problems.
And so I don't really care about all the new features, that stuff I don't use.
Nope.
So it will work. That's the point.
It should.
You just can't use the features.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're targeting .NET 4.5.1 in VS 2013 and you go back to VS 2012, then you're going to have to step back the version that you're targeting. But, you know, right. Obvious stuff like that aside, yes, it's designed to work like that.
I think the other thing, too, is Visual Studio does a really good job of doing side-by-side. So if there's certain projects that you have to have VS 2012 installed and some that you're using 2013, let's say the desktop application, you can keep 2012, 8.1, you want to use 2013,
sure.
you can sort of choose which one you want to do for which project, and they work and install side-by-side.
Awesome. And it's also a good way to test, like, portable libraries. So if you want to have libraries that run across different platforms, mm-hmm. even though they are different platforms, 8 and 8.1.
And now, of course, we support portable libraries for Xamarin as well. So
hey, that is a clap.
You know what? Hey, let's make a shout out to Mr. Miguel Diacaza
mm-hmm.
and all those wonderful people at Xamarin. Congratulations, man. That's rock and roll.
And that was a request actually on user voice as well that the Visual Studio team wanted to address to make sure that the licensing restriction for PCL targeting was removed. And, you know, there was that blog post on it and it got done.
It's awesome. Yeah. So great job.
Yeah.
And it's feedback from customers like this.
Right on. So Lionel wants to know, will the VS 2013 launch keynote be available on Channel 9? Yes, they're going to be up in less than 24 hours.
Keynote later today, actually.
Yep. Yeah. Right on. Yep.
Fantastic.
Ralph wants to know, what extensions to C++ are necessary to work with WPF? That's definitely a Brian
that
question.
That is not a Brian question.
I mean, that is
a Charles question.
That is such a Brian question.
What is the question? Can we?
What extensions to C++ are necessary to work with WPF?
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure you'd want extensions. I mean, he's probably thinking in terms of like the COM-based extensions that we did to the language, like with CX.
Okay.
Right? Or C++ CLI. That's what you're going to want to use. So if you're going to want to interact with WPF stuff, go ahead and use the CLI world, which will give you a friendly COM interface or experience than having to do the other side of the equation, which is a lot nastier.
CTory at Microsoft.com.
No, don't send me mail. Nothing on WPF comes in my inbox. I have
That's
a filter.
That's a C++ question.
Fair enough. I'll forward it on to WPF weirdos.
When he's ready to take his XAML skills and extend those to the Windows Store world, he can just write XAML labs with C++.
There you go. And he'll be using C++ CX
exactly
to deal with the bindings with Windows XAML.
Right.
And C++ CLI to deal with which is basically a binding for the WPF world. Surab wants to know, will there be any Express-like addition for Visual Studio Online to help students learn and experiment?
Sure, yeah. So Visual Studio Online is actually free for teams of up to 5. So
really?
You can get started right now and you won't even be prompted for a credit card or any sort of billing information. So yes, that's a great way to get started, and that's something that I'm actually starting to see a lot of universities do just that. Mm-hmm.
Right on, man.
And Visual Studio Express, the 2013 editions, are of course free as well. So if you're looking to do something locally, you can now connect actually to the cloud, and as Brian mentioned, it's free too. Yep. So both client and cloud.
Awesome. Client and cloud, which is, of course, the future.
And if I could just get back on my soapbox.
Yes, you can. Stand up.
I think it's great that teachers are actually starting to teach students how to use source control and track their bugs and start to collaborate. Because, like, I remember being in college not all that long ago, and people would say, hey, you guys are a team, go figure it out. But they wouldn't really lay that foundation for you. Like, hey, maybe you want to have somebody who's in charge of being the product owner and being the tester and being the person who writes up the specs. So congratulations. I think that's a great place to start educating students.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap up now, but before we do, why don't we kind of just talk really briefly about where do people get started? Where do they get more information? I mean, that's how we should definitely end. We did all the blah, blah, blahing.
Right.
Now, how do they dig in? Where do they go? What do they do?
VisualStudio.com.
That's it?
For a number of information than anything, any other sites that you all want to plug. Channel 9 for learning.
Of course.
There's 92 online videos showcasing the features of the product.
Okay.
People should definitely check those out. They're on the same page as they're watching right now. At the bottom of the page, you can start looking at the videos.
Awesome.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Great.
And ctory@microsoft.com. That's about it.
That's about it. Yeah, right. Don't do that, man. Hey, guys.
Fantastic.
You guys did wonderful today. Thanks for doing this. And thanks, everybody else that's out there. And boom. Take care.